To console, To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is
because the author is a personal friend of mine.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It has durability and it will work for you and me. The mighty power of his word. You can read it in the good book. It's in the good book. So take a good look. His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very, very pliable. The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power of his word.
You can read it in the good book.
It's in the good book, so take a good look.
His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very
pliable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power. The mighty power of his word.
Said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. The Bible, 66 books, all in one volume, God inspired, man written. The Bible is the indestructible word of God. The bestseller of all time is able to change the heart.
Surely goodness and mercy shall
that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Another thing I found in my Bible.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully.
How do I know the Bible tells me so?
That's right!
And here's another thing.
Be good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
It's in the book.
By God's salvation, we can have life, everlasting life.
For
so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world,
but that the world through him might be saved.
That
television, motion pictures, and personal appearances, these songs have become Spurlow favorites.
For Jesus came to me and brought salvation free and placed a jubilee of joy down in my heart. I've got a song that's singing, singing all day long, is singing, singing. Things go wrong, but I keep singing of my Savior's love.
Now, Cheryl Lee Beard adds a feminine touch to the album. Men sing.
I'll never be lonely again. Never again.
Never again.
For I have opened my heart's door to
Brockwood, an all-time favorite, from our songbook, A Time to Sing, called Beyond the Sunset.
Question for you. How big is God?
He's a mighty big God, isn't he? He's an almighty God, isn't he? He's as big as the heavens and big as the sea. A mighty big God, isn't he?
He's the God of all power, isn't he?
He's the God of each other, isn't he?
He's as big as the problems that trouble me.
A mighty big God, isn't he?
old hymns have always been a part of the Spurlow presentation. Let's turn a page in the old hymn book and sing one of those all-time greats.
The old.
This is the new. We hope you like it.
Fears have I when in his love I
gently whispered through the trees. His power is echoed back by mighty seas. And though so small, he sees me on my knees. I'll trust and never be afraid.
And God said, let there be light. And God made everything that is. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good.
This is my Father's word, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the Spirit.
Shows the power of God. There's glory all around, and those who see must stand in awe, for miracles abound. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul.
And that you can't deny. Scripture proclaims the glory of God in oh so many ways. The trees reaching high, the birds in the sky, the rocks and the rills, the valleys and hills, all nature points the way.
God in his power hath made the flower to bloom in radiance fair. His almighty hand made me understand that he
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
For me that nailed him to the tree, to die in agony for all my sin, for my own guilt and pain, the great Redeemer came, willing to bear the shame of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine! In him God's mercies combine, His love can never decline, and He loves me. Was ever love so strong? Was ever crime so wrong? When Jesus suffered long for all my sin, He saw my greatest need, became my friend indeed. In Him I have been freed of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine! In Him God's mercies combine. His love can never decline, and He loves me. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I
with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain.
Here's the land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as that padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land.
Only as tall as we stand, oh,
shall rest on the song. Here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words can have been wrong. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith, her glory, her glory, her glory.
The land of opportunity, the greatest land of all. This is my country.
It's my country, land of my birth. This is my country.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God.
With liberty,
liberty
and justice,
justice
for all,
for all,
for all,
for all,
for all,
for all,
for all.
This is my country to have and to.
Last part of the program is a package of music that we like and hope you like it too. Sounds like this.
To my Lord and King, I shall always sing.
nothing can destroy. There's a new song in my heart.
In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
'Tis the song of the soul set free, and its melody is ringing. 'Tis the song of the soul set free, joy and peace to me it's bringing.
'Tis the song of the soul set free, and my heart is ever singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the song of the soul set free.
I have no song to sing but that of Christ my King. To him my praise I'll bring forevermore. His love beyond degree, his death and ransomed me, now and eternally. I'll sing it all,
for a thousand times to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God King, the triumphs of his grace.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace.
His love.
were to ask the question tonight, what is the most important thing in life? Chances are you'd get many different answers. Somebody would be sure to say that the most important thing in life is to get a good education. Someone else might suggest that the most important thing in life is to earn lots of money. Yet someone else might say the most important thing in life is to have friends. Someone perhaps through sad experience might suggest that the most important thing in life is to marry the right man or the right woman. Somebody might even say the most important thing in life is to be happy. Well, all of these things are important. They all have their place. But when you ask the question, what is the most important thing in life, you have indeed asked a question that demands a thoughtful answer. Well, if you were to ask these young people on this platform this evening, what is the most important thing in life, this is what they would tell you.
The walk with God.
To you tonight? Is he just someone that you turn to in time of need? Is he kind of like a fire escape for you? Do you have him on a shelf with a sign over top of him to be used in case of an emergency? Is God someone to whom you pay a little bit of tribute on Sunday, if it's convenient? Is God someone who seems like he's in the backseat of heaven somewhere? Kind of an old grandfather image who made the world but really isn't relative to the 20th century and doesn't really care about people? Is God someone who to you is some sort of a killjoy? Who doesn't want you to have any fun? Who really doesn't have anything to offer a young person and is perhaps just someone to whom you might turn if you're going to die? Oh, my friend, if that's all you think God can be to you tonight, you have believed the greatest lie of all time. Because that lie comes from the devil himself. And it's just exactly that, a lie. You know how I know that's true? Because one day, a few years ago, I began to walk with him. And I found that God is the one thing that's missing in a man or a woman or a young person's heart that cannot be substituted for. Nothing else will take God's place in your life. You can try to figure it out. You can try to force something into that emptiness, but nothing will work because God made you, and he made you that way. You know how else I know? Well, I got about 34, 35 good reasons why a man or a woman ought to walk with God. There's a young lady in our group. She lives in a little town called Stockton, California. Her name is Renee. Renee, did anything ever exciting happen to you?
Well, I've always been interested in art, and I guess one of the desires of my heart was to maybe someday to capture some of the freshness that Rembrandt caught in one of his famous paintings, or Picasso, or Monet. Well, I'm a pretty mediocre artist, so I knew I could never achieve anything this beautiful, but one day I was asked to enter one of my paintings in a state contest. and I was very excited and very thrilled. And I remember walking into this great big museum in Sacramento, California, and looking at all the beautiful paintings, and there was this one little painting that had my name on it, and I was very proud that day. And I remember taking it home and taking home my blue ribbon, and I thought, I've achieved something. This is the most fascinating experience that has ever happened in my life. But there was something that happened before that, and that was one dark, cold March night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, when I knelt beside my bed with a friend of mine, and I gave my heart to God, and he painted for me the most beautiful picture that could have ever been painted, and that was a picture of eternal life. And I challenge you tonight, if you've ever been lonely, if you've ever felt hollow inside, if you've ever felt helpless, if you've ever felt that nobody cared for you, there is somebody who cares, and his name is Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is open your heart and let him come in.
Ray Grant is from Denver, Colorado. He plays the violin and sings. Ray, what was the most exciting thing that ever happened to you?
I think the greatest thing that ever happened was when I finally settled down. All of us throughout life spend a great deal of time trying to relate. A lot of people spend years and years and years going through all kinds of courses of study, of different philosophies, of varying religions, trying to relate to their world. People go through years of perhaps agonizing therapy and analysis, trying to relate to themselves. All of us have trouble relating to one another sometimes. I began life by trying to work out life's problems by myself, trying to exclude the rest of the world, trying not to depend on anybody else, but handle life on my own. Obviously, it didn't work. Man just isn't an island. We need one another. And so I began to depend on other people, and I found that as I let all my problems go on my friends and all of the people who I thought I could trust, that I began to see that they had problems just as bad as mine, and that pretty soon they failed me. And so in relating to myself, I had failed, and in relating to others, I had failed, and I wasn't about to relate to anything bigger than that, until I found my problems so great that I couldn't handle them anymore. And one day a counselor at high school told me that my problems were bigger than I could handle, were bigger than the people or the world could handle, but that I needed help far greater than that I needed the help of God, that I needed to relate first to God, to begin walking with him. The most exciting thing that's happened to me, Thurlow, is relating with God, and I've got the greatest relationship in the world. You see, because now I'm a child of God, an heir with Christ. And it's absolutely the greatest thing in the world to know that I belong and that I can be at peace with myself, with the people around me, and with the world, because first I'm at peace with God.
Trish Rattan comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Trish, do you ever have anything fun and exciting happen in your life?
I suppose the most exciting thing that ever happened to me occurred during my senior year in high school. I think every girl has a dream, the dream that I had, and that's a dream to be chosen a leader among your friends. I was elected to a very special honor during my senior year. I was chosen homecoming queen, and to me this was just the fulfillment of all that I'd ever wanted. It was such an exciting day that day. It started out with the coronation and then the football game, and the tears of joy and the laughter, the cheering of the crowd at the football game. It was very thrilling. But at the end of the day, as I sat in my room thinking about all the activities that had happened, I suddenly realized that that day was not at all the most important day of my life. Because the most important day was the day that I accepted Christ into my heart as my personal Savior. And from that day on, I knew that there would be another homecoming awaiting me. And it's going to be a homecoming that I'm not going to have to look back on and wish I could live over and over again. Because this homecoming is going to be for eternity. And once again, I will be crowned by God. And another significant thing about this is that this election did not take place among many people and students and friends, but it was by the one vote, the vote of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Would you bow your head? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Just a moment, I'm going to pray, and soon we're going to go. I wonder how many people there are across this auditorium and say, Thurlow, when you pray in a moment, I sure wish you'd pray for me. I'd like to get acquainted with God. I'd like to begin to walk with God. I've never really taken him too much consideration in my life, but I'd like to tonight. I'd like to begin to walk with God. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I don't know your name, and I don't need to know it. But I'd be glad to pray for you if you'd let me. You say, Thurlow, I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. Remember me in prayer. Would you slip your hand up till I see it and then back down? That upraised hand says, Thurlow, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you, young lady. I see that hand. And God bless you, young man, to my right. And God bless you on the aisle, young man. God bless you. I'll be glad to pray for you. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I'd like to invite him to become a part of my life, and I'd like to become a part of him. And I wish you'd pray for me. Would you slip your hand up? Anyone else before I pray? God bless you, young lady. God bless you. Who else? Slip it up for just a moment till I see it. And then back down. That upraised hand says simply, Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to become a member of God's family. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I'd like to relate with him. Pray for me. Anyone else before I pray? I'll wait just a moment. You slip your hand up till I see it and then back down. God bless you back there. Yes. I see you, the hand. Anyone else before I pray? Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I wish you'd pray for me. Anyone else before I pray? God bless you. Thank you. Dear Lord, I pray for that young lady on the aisle to my right. I pray that tonight she may reach out by faith and receive the gift of God, which is eternal life. And thus, receiving that gift, she may begin to walk with you. Dear God, I pray for that young man on the aisle to my left. I pray that he won't go away hating what God loves and loving what God hates. I pray for that young lady two seats in front of him. Dear God, somehow tonight meet her need too. And for the other one in the back and the one to my left, there were hands raised tonight, perhaps that I didn't see. But you saw them. And I know that you're going to answer my prayer tonight. Dear God, do a miracle tonight. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, it's time for us to go. But before we do, I want to say something that I want you to hear. Those of you who raised your hand, if you meant it tonight, I mean if you meant it, would you slip through those doors in the back, and there's a little room right there behind those glass doors, and some of our young people will be there, and they'll take the Bible, God's Word, and show you how to walk with God. What it means to walk with God. If you didn't mean it when you raised your hand, don't go. God doesn't want to play games. But if tonight, more than anything else, you'd like to begin to walk with God, when we dismiss, I want you to go into that little room back there. And the young people will be there. They'll take the Bible, God's Word, and show you how to begin to walk with God. We've enjoyed being with you tonight. We'll see you on Thanksgiving night.
If you have not gotten a record, or if you have and you like another one, be sure that you get one on your way out. If you'd like to take your souvenir program home, see the fellas or the girls at the door. Till the next time we see you. On behalf of the Spurlows, the band, the chorus, and all of our soloists, we'd like to just express ourselves like this.
Now what?